Let me turn into Psalm 23. Praise the Lord for the good meeting. Thank the Lord's allowed us to be here probably for 15 years. Amen. And it's always the highlight of our year to get to come here, be a part of these services. And I appreciate the good preaching this morning. Good preaching during all the services. It's been a blessing. And I'll use the line Brother Shepherd always says, it's been good up till now. Yeah. Is that what you always say? Amen. Amen. Right. So hopefully it'll be good and the Lord will touch it and use it. So Psalm 23 and verse number 1. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this meeting and how you've touched hearts and lives. Thank you for these missionaries. And I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to stand. I pray you'd help me to be an honor to you and a help your people. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. And I want to look here in Psalm 23. And I've preached out of Psalm 23 here at Island Ford before, but seems like the more I dig in this well, the more water there is in it. Amen. Amen. And I preached about the shepherd and different things here in Psalm 23. And as preachers have said, that I don't know if this is a missions message, but I will say this. The Bible teaches us as missionaries, if we can say that, we're to be fishers of men. And we're out trying to fish for men in the sea of the world, amen? And the Bible also says as missionaries, we're farmers. In essence, we're out to be sowing the seed of the Word of God and hoping that it falls on good ground and trusting God to bring forth the increase. The Bible teaches us that we're to be soldiers fighting in the battlefield. Isn't that right? And you missionaries, you're going to have to be all of these things. Fishers fishing for men and farmers out sowing the seed and soldiers out fighting on the battlefield. But also, we're to be sheep following our shepherd. Amen. I believe you could say that as a missionary over in, Matthew chapter number 10, Jesus said to his 12 apostles, as he was sending them out, he said, behold, I send you forth as sheep among wolves. Amen. And so I understand the context of what Jesus was talking about and what he sent them out to do. But I'll say this, that we have the same shepherd that they have. And we're in this world that we're living in. And we're in the midst of evil and ungodliness, just like they were going to face. And if you're doing something for God, you're going to have to follow his leadership. Amen. And so the thought that I've got, and I was trying to tie that into a missions message, but I believe that this will help you tonight. On Psalm 23, I want to preach on this thought on what I do not see in Psalm 23. Amen. What I do not see in Psalm 23. Now, there's some things that I do see in Psalm 23, yeah? But let me say this. I really wish that as many people that no Psalm 23 knew the shepherd, don't you? I mean, this is a world-renowned verse, isn't that right? Psalm 23, these six verses. If you go to most any funeral somewhere, any funeral home, you'll find Psalm 23 there trying to comfort those that remain about those that have died and those that have passed away. And I thank God for that. But I'll say again, I wish as many people, I know people, if you quote Psalm 23 in a jailhouse,
jailhouse. They can quote it along with you, but I wonder how many of them in the jailhouse know know the shepherd personally tonight. And I wonder how many that get maybe some comfort some way, somehow, in a funeral as somebody talks about Psalm 23, that they really know the shepherd that'll get them to the other side. Amen. And so Psalm 23 has brought a lot of people comfort in help, maybe in their dying hour or in a time one of their loved ones has died. But I believe Psalm 23 is really not just about a sheep passing from death unto life, but it's about the daily life of God's sheep. Amen. I believe it's more about the daily life of the sheep. Now, I'm glad, thank God. I wonder this afternoon, are you his sheep? You shall how I know if I'm his sheep or not. Do you hear his voice? Amen. I'm glad that his voice came dealing with me when I was a lost sheep, whenever I was gone astray in my sin. I'm glad that the voice of God, by the Spirit of God, the shepherd came, amen, and his voice called unto me, and I believed on him, and I fled to him, amen. The Bible tells us over in the book of John, chapter number 10, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. He said, and I give unto them eternal life, and he said, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hands. Hey, that night as a 13-year-old boy, after the man of God showed me that I was a lost sinner, and I was astray in my sins, I remember times he had preached about Isaiah 53 and verse number 6, and the Isaiah said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. I'm glad that I entered into that first all of Isaiah 53:6, and I believed that I was a sinner gone astray that was separated from the shepherd. I believed I was that sinner, and I ended up going out at the last all over there believing that he is my Savior. I'm glad, thank God, ever since that hour, Brother Bryant, I've had the shepherd guiding my life and directing my life and helping me along the way. It's good to be a sheep, and it's good to have a shepherd, and I want to follow him all the days of my life. He's going to take care of me all the days of my life. I want to follow him all the days of my life. I could say to the missionaries here, if you're his sheep, if you hear his voice, and that voice has called you to go out after some lost sheep, isn't that right? I'm glad Jesus said over there in John 10, other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. He said there's going to be one fold one day, and I'm glad he is talking about the church, isn't that right? Wouldn't that be right? He is talking about the church of Jews and Gentiles, and he was talking about a fold here upon this earth that was going to be his sheep and follow his direction, and that's what you need to do as a missionary, as a child of God. I'm glad 1 Peter chapter number 2 verse number 24 said, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, might live under righteousness. He said, for we are as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. It's good to have a shepherd, amen. I'm glad when I got saved, I didn't just get a free ticket to heaven, but I got a shepherd by the person of the Holy Ghost to live in my heart and to direct my life and my path. And it's good to have a shepherd, amen. Hey, follow the shepherd, and he'll not lead you astray. Amen. I mean, you'll find us, I'm preaching on some things. I feel like I'm rushing. I don't know, you said I'm not. But I'll say this. There's some things I do see in Psalm 23 about the shepherd and his sheep. I find that he'll always provide. There's provision for his sheep. Ain't you glad, thank God? He said there in verse number 1, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. You know why? Because David, I don't know whether he was sitting out there as a young shepherd boy and he was musing as the sheep grazed down there in the pasture, in the green pasture, and he thought about the Lord's my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd and he'll provide for me. There's provision that you'll find in Psalm 23, and we could tell story after story about how God provides. There's restoration in Psalm 23. He said, he restoreth my soul. If you follow the shepherd and you follow in his steps, there's going to be times of weariness. Amen? But there's restoration in Psalm 23. There is direction in Psalm 23. He said, he leadeth thee in the paths of righteousness. I wouldn't know how to live righteous, amen, if it wasn't for the grace of God, if it wasn't for the shepherd that's inside of my heart guiding me and directing me. I wouldn't know how to do that, but I'm glad there's direction and there's dedication. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And there's times in a sheep's life, I'm saying a sheep that will follow the shepherd in every avenue of his life, he'll face times of exhaustion. Amen. He said, he restores my soul. He makes me to lie down. All of these things, there's exhaustion if you're really trying to follow the shepherd in the right way. Amen. Y'all look hungry. I guess I need to hurry up. There's exhaustion in the day, in the life of a sheep, if you're following the shepherd. You notice I'm emphasizing that. Amen. That there's evil to face. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. There's evil that I see in the life of a sheep. And there's also enemies in the life of the sheep. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. If you think you're going on the mission field and everybody's going to be your friend, you're wrong. Right. Amen? Right. Marvel not if the world hates you. They hated your Savior and they're going to hate you. And thank God, although there's exhaustion and evil and enemies, thank God I find in Psalm 23 in the midst of all of that, there's going to be enough. There's going to be enough. God's going to take care of it. That's what David believed about his shepherd. He said, all the days of my life, I'm going to have enough. My shepherd is going to take care of me. Amen. Thank God. And so there's things that I do see in Psalm 23, but there's some things I do not see in Psalm 23. I don't see it here as far as what's written, but I'll say this first of all of that. I find that David, as a sheep, and his God is his shepherd, I find in David's voice and in what he's written under the inspiration of God, David had no confidence in himself. Amen. There's not any place where I find any self-confidence that he's in control and he's the one that's meeting the need. David is solely dependent upon his shepherd. And listen, David is saying in this, he's saying, I can't even lay my head down without the shepherd showing me where I'll lay my head down. Amen. He said, I can't lead myself. I don't know where to go. I don't know what the direction is. But thank God, David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I'll say to you tonight, even a child of God or missionaries, don't place any confidence in yourself, in your flesh, in your education. Education may help you some, but I'm telling you, the shepherd is what's going to help you. I thank God for what the preacher said. We need some under-shepherds in the house of God that'll lead the flock. But I'll tell you what we need. We need some men of God that'll be led by the chief shepherd. The chief shepherd is the one, thank God, that's going to help this nation and some people and some preachers that'll get behind. Thank God, the chief shepherd. Amen. Amen. He's going to appear before too long. It ain't your education, missionary. Thank God if you've got it and it helped you. Listen, there'll be some things you'll face that the professor never told you about. There'll be some things that you'll face that nobody else can help you with. Your wife, your mama, your daddy, but only the shepherd, thank God. And hey, David said, as far as I do not see in Psalm 23, any confidence in himself.
Right.
Amen. Do you know what Paul said to the church there at Philippi? He said, being confident in this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I'll tell you what, I'm glad he showed me that I was a sinner, and he showed me that I was lost, and he started working in me after I got born again, that which was well pleasing in his sight. And listen, God called me to preach in October 1st, 2000. And he started a work in my heart of wanting to preach the gospel. And at that time, not too long after that, church planting churches in America. And listen, I found out that I needed God's help.
Sure.
Amen. He had no confidence in himself. He could not lead himself. He couldn't even feed himself. He couldn't protect himself. Amen. He had no confidence in himself, and I was going to say a lot about David, but thank God the preacher already said a lot about it, so he got me about halfway through. That's good though, brother. I'm not complaining about that. But you know, when he said over there, David told, he told Saul, he said, Saul said, he's been a man of war from his youth, and you're just an old ruddy youth. And David said, let no man's heart fail because of him. And that's when Saul said it to him. And David said, there came a lion, and there came a bear. Amen. He said, the God that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear, he'll deliver me from this Philistine. Listen, there's a lion on the prowl. Now I'm no match for him and you're no match for him. The Bible said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Said, whom resists steadfast in the faith. You know how you'll be steadfast in the faith? Follow the shepherd. Would that work? Amen. That's what it is, following the shepherd, following his steps, and following it steadfastly. There's a lion on your trail.
Amen.
Amen. David said, there came a lion and there came a bear. Bears in the Word of God are pictures of earthly governmental power and dominion. It's even a picture in one of what we call the minor prophets of even God's earthly power is described like a bear. Amen. I'm telling you, we're living in a day, our government, and I thank God what the preacher said up here. We need to be involved, and we need to vote right, and if God deals with our heart. But listen, I'm a citizen of another country, amen. I want to be a good steward of the citizenship that I have down here. But if it all goes under, thank God, God, we're under the judgment of God.
Amen.
I'll tell you what. I don't have any confidence in myself. If you're going to be a legislator, if you're going to run for that office, we need some people, thank God, that want to follow the shepherd.
Right.
Amen. Amen. I know that's what you meant, Brother Thompson. He said a lion, a picture of Satan, bears, pictures of dominion and earthly powers. Amen. We're seeing that, but there's another place in the Word of God where it talks about wolves. Jesus said there in Matthew 10:16, behold, I send you forth as sheep among wolves. And verse number 17, he said, beware of men. If you go down through there, I believe that men's talking about religious men, false prophet men, and you better, the biggest enemy you'll have on the mission field will be false religionists. Don't link up this ecumenical crowd. They're a bunch of apostates like Jude said. Amen. Hey, you just keep following the shepherd. Say, how do I keep following the shepherd? Keep listening to his voice. You hear a lot of voices in these other places, and there'll be a lot of hirelings out there that say you ought to link up for the greater good. I'm telling you, keep following the shepherd. Keep listening to his voice. He'll not lead you astray. Amen. He's the one that gave his life for the sheep. Hey, Paul warned over there in Acts chapter number 20. He said, at my departing, grievous wolves were entering, not sparing the flock. And we're living in that day. I mean, is it in Paul's day, and evil men and seducers have waxed worse and worse. They're deceiving and they're being deceived. And say, what do I do? Hey, you can't trust yourself. You can't lean on your own understanding. Follow the shepherd. Amen. He had no confidence in himself. He was listening for the, he'll have to listen for the voice of the shepherd. He'll have to follow, thank God, the steps of the shepherd. And I do not see in Psalm 23 one ounce of confidence in himself. Amen.
Amen.
So you'll find here in Psalm 23 that he has no confidence in himself. He's trusting in the shepherd's guidance and leadership and provision and direction in his life. And thank God, I mean, we ought to work and we ought to provide and we ought to do the things that we can do. Amen. But we need to realize that every good gift and every perfect gift is from God Almighty. And there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Our shepherd will guide us and lead us and provide for us. I do not see in Psalm 23 any confidence in himself. I can't find it there, can you? And I do not find in Psalm 23 any cause to fear evil. There's no reason to fear evil, amen? He said there, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Amen.
Genesis 6 says that God had repented God that he had made man. He said because the thought of the imagination of his heart was only evil continually. Thank God for the day we're living in that we have a shepherd, and we need to redeem the time of walking with our shepherd and following our shepherd. Amen. Ephesians said redeeming the time because the days are evil. Paul told another church that sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Or it was that in the Gospels, and the Lord said that, I believe it is. There's plenty of evil for every generation and every day. Amen. But you and I that are saved, Paul told Timothy, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I'm glad that there's no cause to fear evil. Amen. I tell you, I get fearful sometimes looking at the things that are coming on the earth. And worrying about children going up in this and worrying about grandchildren. And I'm sure some of the fields that these men are going to, it's a lot worse than it is here. And there could be fears in your heart and troubles in your mind. But I'll tell you what, thank God, just follow the shepherd. Just keep following him. Because I don't see in Psalm 23 where there's any cause to fear evil. He's with you, thank God.
Amen.
There's no cause to fear evil. He said, for thou art with me. Amen.
Amen.
Only a child of God can really know what that means. Amen. I do not see confidence in himself. I do not see a cause to fear evil. I do not see complaints about the shepherd.
Amen.
I see no complaints about what the shepherd's doing. What the shepherd's provided. I see no complaints about his direction. Now, I'm like the preacher. We've all had our complaints, and David said in that psalm, I poured out my complaints. But you know, that's the old man. The new man don't have any complaints. Would that be right? Amen.
I don't find any complaining. I'll tell you this. And yes, we can all acknowledge that we complain. But you know what? We ought not to use it as an occasion to the flesh and just get all to murmuring and complaining and going against our shepherd. He knows what we need. Amen. And he knows how to direct our lives. I'm glad, thank God, as I look back, thank God, and I see some of what the shepherd's point of view was. And I find out as he's maybe sometimes brought me up on the mountain and showed me exactly where he was leading me through. I'm glad I followed him. Amen. Amen. I don't want to complain. Amen. Psalm 107 verse 9 said, He satisfieth a longing soul and filleth a hungry soul with goodness. You say, well, preacher, I've got some complaints. Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with you. You're longing after the world and not after God. Because it said He satisfieth a longing soul. Amen. And filleth a hungry soul with goodness. Amen.
Amen.
What are you eating on, sheep?
Amen.
Psalm 103 said, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. So that thy strength is renewed like the eagles. I'll tell you what, I do not see in Psalm 23 any complaints about the shepherd. He's trusting him. He's following him. He's confident in him. And thank God, he is following the shepherd.
This
more about the Christian life, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is about... In fact, the most time you'll find the phrase, the shadow of death, is in the book of Job.
Yeah.
If I've studied it right, amen.
Right.
Yeah. And it's probably more talking about this earthly life and the shadow of death and dealing with the flesh and the world. I tell you what, I find what I do not see in Psalm 23, I find no confidence in Himself. I find no cause to fear evil. I find no complaints about the shepherd, and I find no cancellation of goodness and mercy.
That's good.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. No cancellation of goodness and mercy. And it ain't just here in America. It's wherever His sheep are at. Amen. He said, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
That house of the Lord's eternity, amen.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to being there, but I'm telling you what, all the days of my life, God's goodness and God's mercy is going to meet my needs, going to forgive my sin, going to help me along the road, amen.
Amen.
If you're saved and you hear His voice, thank God that there's a shepherd. There's a shepherd you can follow, and He'll take care of you.
Amen.
Amen. Wherever you go, you can testify of Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Sherry.